Welcome to paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange genes I get now feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Welcome to
welcome to Thursday Night Madness! I've decided that the new name of this show is Thursday Night Madness! How do you guys feel about that, Riffin' Hot Stuff?
How does that work?
Why is that... That's not going to be our new, like, catchphrase, is it?
Yeah. Get used to it. In fact, here, I'll say it two more times so that you can get used to it more readily. Thursday Night Madness! Thursday Night Madness! You look perplexed. What are you... Are you having some technical difficulties there?
I'm logging into the... Tweet stream? The stream of tweets?
Don't cross the tweet streams.
Yeah.
Do you think that the kids nowadays have a thing that they say when they both post the same thing to Twitter at once?
Like twinks?
Like, yeah, twinks. Just like gay dudes.
Yeah.
That means something in the gay community, and it also means something in the MMO community, but it doesn't mean the same thing in the gay community and the MMO community.
It kind of does.
Similar. The one came from the other.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Isn't in the gay community, it's like an older man and a younger dude.
A young boy being sort of kept by
with a sugar daddy.
Right. So I feel
in
like
the
that's
same way that a twink in an MMO is a character that
is
another
kept
character
by
has
another character.
Gifted.
Oh, I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah. They're the same concept.
The same concept. Huh?
Yeah.
But it's both you. Both of the characters are you.
Not necessarily.
They don't usually have the butt fucks.
Not depends on what MMO it is.
Yeah.
No matter what MMO it is, if you have two different Second Life characters on the same account, you can't make them fuck.
Why not?
Because you can't be logged in with two different accounts at the same time.
Are you sure?
Dude, I don't know anything about Second
Life. I was going to say. Like,
I bet you could dual box it.
Oh! That would be more appropriate for two female characters.
Yeah.
Your dual box thing.
You're not a real man until you've dual boxed two female characters.
Yeah, I wish that everyone had seen that movie. It's not that good, but I wish that everyone...
It's pretty good.
It's kind of okay.
What is it?
It is a short film. Black People Hate Me.
Right.
I think I've shown it to you.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's like a 10-15 minute short film by Andrew Gerland. Back from when, like, iFilm was, like, the second coolest website on the internet after mp3.com.
Yeah. Because
you could go to mp3.com and, like, find a bunch of independent artists who had posted, like, 3 or 4 of their songs, and they were all indexed by, like, popular artists that you already knew and liked, and so you could be like, I like, you know, R.E.M. Here's indie artists that identify themselves with R.E.M., and then you could go listen to, like, 3 or 4 of their songs, and if you liked them, you could buy their album for, like, $5 on the internet, and then you could download it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. And
digital delivery of music is never going to catch on.
So that's one problem. And then iFilm was similar. It was like a bunch of independent filmmakers would post their short films, and you could just like watch a lot of them, and you couldn't buy them, which I guess maybe was part of their problem. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you could have bought them.
Well, you know, what would it mean if you bought it?
You'd download a copy.
I mean, you're kind of just, if you can just watch it online at any time.
But you couldn't, because the site went under, so you can't watch those films anymore online.
No, I'm saying at the time.
Sure.
How would that have worked?
Well, but you can listen to songs online. I for one, like to archive stuff that I really like from the internet.
Sure, no, me too.
You know, like, I took a bunch of, like...
But I don't think the general
Homestar Runner Flash animations and save them to my hard drive. Because
wow, that's weird.
What? Because who is to say how long that website is going to be around?
That's weird. Somebody else will archive it.
Sure.
I mean, are you keeping them so that you're just keeping the ones that you like. I could see if you were like, all right, I'm making it my responsibility. Somebody put like a Gopher snapshot up recently.
It was like some
15 gigabyte file that was like all of Gopher as of 2003 or something. So it was already missing a significant portion of Gopher space.
Huh.
Did you ever use Gopher?
Very, very little.
I used it to get song lyrics. That was like the first place on the internet that I discovered to get song lyrics.
I couldn't really navigate it very well.
Hopelessly inaccurate. I think that was a failure of it rather than a failure of you. It was not readily navigable.
Yeah.
You know.
And like, I used Archie and stuff. I did not know what any of these things were, and they were just services that I could like sort of get into via, I think, FreeWeb when I was in high school. And so I just messed around a bunch, but I had no idea what any of these things actually did or were, you know, in the
real
world.
It's weird that there were organizations giving people free dial-up access to the internet. There was PrairieNet in Illinois.
Yeah, FreeWeb or FreeNet? FreeNet, maybe, in Denver. Well, I don't know if that was...
I thought FreeNet was that child porn thing.
It might have turned into that.
No, the thing Sorab was telling us about when I was discussing the argument where I claimed that 90% of the use of BitTorrent was for illicit theft of international property, international waters. We're on intellectual waters. None of this actually matters.
Someone's stealing the international waters.
Yeah. But I hear if you die in international waters, it doesn't count when you come back to land. I'm thinking of getting married. If a captain marries you, if you get married,
but if you get married
sand,
in your dream, does that mean you're married in real life?
Oh, I had the most disappointing dream today. Well, I didn't have a disappointing dream. I had a dream, and then I was really disappointed when I woke up and realized that it was a dream. I had a dream that I went into my closet, and I was like, oh yeah, I totally bought 2 of those Support the Municipality Homestar Runner shirts when they were in the store, and I still have one that's brand new.
Do you?
No.
Oh, this
no,
is a dream.
It wasn't a dream, yeah.
Well, but I couldn't tell if that was like a revelation that you had in your dream.
No, that's like a thing that I would do. I'm like, oh, right, yeah. Because, I mean, I frequently buy a lot. Like, I have like 5 or 6 of those Negative Land shirts because I really like them a lot.
I do kind of wish there have been all kinds of articles of clothing in my life that I wish I had just bought 2 of when I got them. Or 4.
Or
of.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now all you wear is shirts that we have hundreds of in the garage.
That's not entirely true.
For you.
The shirts that I like the most are often the ones that we don't have hundreds of in the garage.
I see.
Like, they're a bunch of, like, I wear Mini Bosses shirts.
The ones that nobody else likes. Oh, I see.
And I wear...
They're not our shirts, yeah.
And I wear our Oktoberfest shirts.
I gotta start telling people that if they're gonna give us shirts, to just give us 2 different shirts and never give us the same shirt, because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing
when team asymmetric,
yeah, when
or
we
whatever.
Wear the same shirt places. Makes us look even gayer.
Oh, you and I in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
We probably shouldn't wear these, like, neon pink Livestrong bracelets either.
Yeah, that's true. And the Rainbow Dude Fucker. What is it? Rainbow Dude Fucker Club? Is that what? Yeah.
I think that was, yeah.
Yeah. We need to print those shirts. Somebody would wear them. I bet we could give away at least two at KOL.
We could probably open up a Rainbow Dude Fucker Club store in San Francisco.
A chapter.
No, it's like an apparel store named the Rainbow Dude Fucker Club, and we could just open that up in San Francisco and be tremendously popular.
Yeah. No, we'll be rich. We could live like kings. Wait, I know. Let's
sell t-shirts on the internet.
We could live like queens, is what I meant to say. See, if I had said that the first time, it would have been funnier.
Yeah. I hate thinking of a joke halfway through telling a worse joke.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. It's like the French have a word for that, I'm sure.
There's
stairway wit or whatever, stairway humor.
Yeah.
The thinking of the perfect thing that you should have said.
On your way down the stairs.
Yeah, way down the stairs.
There's a, I think it's maybe an Apache word or something, but that's the time between when you see the lightning and when you hear the thunder, which I feel like would be kind of applicable in a way.
Yeah. Are you sure that's a real thing, or is that one of those...
It is apocryphal, potentially.
Yeah,
it could be.
Like, Eskimos have 40 words for snow and no words for sharks.
They probably have 40 words for snow. They probably don't have 200 words for snow.
Okay.
But, I mean, we also have, like, probably 10 words for snow if you are willing to, like, talk, say, blizzard and sleet and, you know...
But none of those are snow.
There's probably... That's the thing. Each of them is a different kind of thing. Snowpack... you know, Arctic tundra.
No, listen, I don't think the Eskimos have 200 words that have snow in them. That's not what that means. Eskimos have 200 different kasingles of 12 inches of snow. No, of Informer by snow. You couldn't have a kasingle of an entire album, because that's not how kasingles work.
What are kasingles?
What, you don't know what a kasingle is?
No.
Well, let's sound it out. what do you imagine that it is?
Is it a single on a cassette?
Yes, it is a cassette single.
It's not a single of the band Kiss?
No.
Because that would be more appropriate.
That would be a Kiss single.
Is there a difference between Kasingle and Kasingle?
Yeah. actually, you're thinking of Kris Kringle, who is another name for Santa Claus.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Or perhaps Kris Kristofferson, who...
Who is another name for Santa Claus?
Yes. Huh. No, actually, he's another name for the Easter Bunny. I always get Kris Kristofferson and... Tom Skerritt mixed up in my head for some reason.
Tom Skerritt?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Tom Skerritt was the captain in Alien. He has a mustache.
Like the character in Alien? Or the actor?
Well, I guess both. I don't really understand what distinction you're trying to draw.
The actor's name or the
actor's name is Tom Skerritt.
Okay.
I don't know if Kris Kristofferson. I know that Kris Kristofferson is a musician. Maybe there's also an actor named Kris Kristofferson who looks like Tom Skerritt. I don't know. Maybe they did a duet. Kris Kristofferson and Tom Skerritt. They were doing some kind of crossover.
Sing the blues.
Thing. Yeah, like when Alan Alda released that jazz album. That's not a real thing.
It might be.
Who knows?
I'm pretty sure he released at least one album of some sort.
Yeah. Alan Alda seems like a smart dude.
If I ever... never mind. I was going to... If I ever form a band named, like... I can't even remember the character that says this now, and this joke is going nowhere, so I should just stop.
Okay.
I should just stop.
Can you explain how you were getting
the,
to okay, it?
The genesis so was the Shakespearean quotation, "Let's slip the dogs of war."
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that if I ever released an album, it should be named Dogs of War, and then I could, like, accidentally release it early.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I was going with
right,
that?
Right, so you would leak the dogs of war.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Well, I would let it slip.
You would break.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would break the street date for Dogs of War.
And then, but I couldn't remember, I cannot remember what character says that in Shakespeare. Is it?
It's Henry V.
Is it Henry V? Okay.
See. Is it Henry V?
Pretty sure.
Because Henry V was all the talking about how it's, he's like, all right, guys, come on, yeah. Today is, what day is it today? St. Crispin's Day.
St. Crispin's Day.
Yeah, it's like in one of his two big speeches.
I didn't know he had two big speeches.
His big rallying
thing. Okay.
Like once more under the breach.
Yeah, yeah.
Or fill their holes.
Yeah, you had that like breach and Crispin's joke thing in some item description somewhere, I think.
Wait, really?
I feel like you did.
I was talking about Crispin Glover's breeches.
I think you might have been, actually. Yeah.
I wonder what kind of pants Crispin Glover wears when he's at home. remember my theory about Crispin Glover that at his house, every everything object in his house was named just Crispin what Glover. It was, and then Glover was its last name? still kind of funny.
Toaster Glover.
I still laugh a little bit when I think about that. Yeah, Toaster Glover. And he just talks to them. It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse. I'm sorry.
I can totally imagine that. That's kind of awesome.
I don't know what it is about that I just can't. I can't bring it up without just like jackass laughing at my own joke. It's like I've discovered something too funny for me to utter.
I mean, there's that Salad Glover, right? Which is just doubly funny.
Did you see how they made somebody figured out how to make a really cheap centrifuge for blood out of a salad spinner?
No.
Like, it was basically for, like, you know, the developing world. Yeah, like, here's a centrifuge that you can use on blood that costs $30 instead of $3,000.
Is it, like, hand-powered?
Yeah.
Literally a salad spinner.
It is a salad spinner that's been refitted to be able to put vials of blood in it.
What is a salad spinner for?
It is the water off of lettuce. So you wash lettuce, and it works really well. My mom had one, and it was really nice. You could, like, instead of having to like prep your lettuce well in advance so that it would sort of drain, you could just do it right before dinner, and it was like super crisp and fresh and cold.
Yeah, because every once in a while you'll get like a salad soup, and that's fucking gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking gross. Yeah, so salad spinner. If Crispin Glover had a salad spinner, you know what he would call it?
Salad spinner Glover?
Salad spinner Glover. Yeah. No, you and I were on the same page there.
You explained the page to everybody before I had to go there, so I don't feel particularly special.
I forgot about it. I hyperventilated from laughing at my own joke, and I forgot where I was. Oh, shit, we're on the radio.
Are we actually broadcasting and stuff?
I have like, some notes.
I hate the idea that we are not actually broadcast.
That would be awesome. Remember, I think it's only when we recorded. We recorded an entire show that wasn't recording.
I do remember that, actually. Yeah.
I have some notes from a previous radio show where I had said I wanted to talk about how in I Am the Walrus the line is goo 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 joob, and somebody fucking crossed it out and wrote cuckoo ca-choo.
On the notes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because somebody is an asshole.
That's pretty funny.
I'm guessing it was the pretentious artist. He's looking at me with guilt in his eyes. He didn't write on my stupid notes. So we went and bought some fancy clothes yesterday to go to Max Fun Con, because there's a fancy dress-up party.
Fancy in both of those cases had air quotes around it. You just didn't see him, and neither did Jake, because he didn't use air quotes. I know, but you should have, because they aren't really fancy.
It's not fancy. We're supposed to dress like country estate English people.
Yeah, I'm excited.
A pipe. I bought some tobacco that was Cavendish, because that sounds like a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cavendish definitely sounds country estate.
Yeah, yep. It does. In fact, I might introduce myself as Lord Cavendish.
I tried out my whole ensemble, and it was pretty good.
Did you try pronouncing it the way we do in America?
No. Because if you say ensemble in America, it means like a band.
No, I think it means the same thing.
No, ensemble.
No, I think it's the same word. I'm pretty sure it's the same word.
I think you're making shit up.
An ensemble cast. So that's like when you wrap your outfit up in plaster and gauze.
Yeah.
Ensemble. Damien P. wrote into the Twitter, "Hey guys, cool new item of the month, and combat macros are the gift that just keeps on giving. Thanks for all the awesomeness."
Just like herpes.
Wolf V says, "Is there any chance we will ever get a Magic the Gathering related Mr. Store item?" I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if eventually we made a joke about Magic the Gathering.
We've already done it, though. We have done
Magic the Gathering jokes.
Well, right, there's the Black Lotus and the gift shop.
There's also the Urza's Tower and...
Yeah, there's the that time you go for a flight on the Mox jet.
And what else is there?
You fly at Mox 2.
there's the Llanowar Elves.
you can't just list magic cards.
Yeah, no.
You have to make jokes about magic cards.
It's pretty funny to just think that we have just copied magic directly and put it in the game.
We should do an item of the month that is just a starter deck for a collectible card game.
That is just making fun of.
No, that we implement. No, it's not even making fun of.
Yeah. It's just, it literally is just.
We just literally sell starter decks for Magic the Gathering virtually in Mr. Store.
Wow. That's like some weird hybrid of Elements and Magic the Gathering.
No, it's just Magic the Gathering.
But a virtual one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's virtual like the virtual Magic the Gathering.
Oh, I guess there is a virtual Magic the Gathering, isn't there? No. Oh, jeez.
And the cards cost the same amount.
Really?
Yeah.
You buy like virtual.
Yes. You buy like a virtual booster that costs the same as a
booster. Can you get physical copies of them? Can you like cash them out?
If you collect an entire set, you can cash out the set as real cards.
So they don't want to have to go through the trouble of
separating out cards. Essentially, they already have sets printed. And, well, also, they don't want to not make millions of fucking dollars, right?
Yeah. So, sure.
Because, I mean, you just have to keep buying. You have to keep buying them until you get the entire set if you ever want to get anything back out of it.
I have the first factory set of Magic the Gathering somewhere in, like, my mom's house, I realized.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Because you were there last time. Yeah.
I was with your mom.
You've been in my mom's house, so it was possible.
I bet your mom's boyfriend burned them. It's weird that your mom has, like, a 75-year-old boyfriend.
He's old.
He's really, like, an old man friend. That's not, like, a boy friend.
That is true. Man friend. Manfred. Do you think that was where the word Manfred came from?
I don't know. Manfred man.
Manfred man.
The name Manfred.
The name Manfred.
Soren Trigg wrote, I'm sorry, Severus wrote, can it be changed so the numpad works with the combat action bar? It would make things so much easier. I don't know why it doesn't. I can imagine why it doesn't. I can imagine that there are hooks for specific key codes, and the one on the top row is different
with key codes. I take a numpad with numlocks on?
I'm assuming. Yeah.
Because without numlocks on, it's like they're like different things.
Right, but numlock is always on.
No.
On a real keyboard, numlock is always on. Like, what? By default, if you hit stuff on the numpad, you're typing numbers. I feel like on any computer, because that's like its primary function, right?
I don't know. I guess with these, now that they have the like additional number, like the additional arrow keys, sort of.
Now that they have them, so like since the 80s.
I remember keyboards without them.
Okay. I mean, I believe you.
You don't remember keyboards without the.
I guess, but I feel like it was standardized in the late 80s.
Okay.
I feel like this keyboard, like the one that is in front of me, the one that is probably in front of you, like this keyboard layout has been standard for 20 years.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It makes a tremendous amount of sense.
The positions of the letters?
No.
Okay.
No, query doesn't make any sense.
Okay, that was the beginning of the thing that I was talking about.
They did that thing where they changed the arrow keys for a while, and I was like, fuck you, and then they stopped.
They changed them?
Yeah, Microsoft started selling keyboards that had a different layout. Instead of the, like, I use, to a large extent, all the time, the group of six keys that's like insert, home, delete,
and
page up, page down, yeah. I constantly use those, and on the new keyboards that they were making, they were reconfigured.
Huh.
Something that frustrates me about, I got a new laptop, and it does not have, the page up and page down are like function shifts on the arrow keys.
Yeah, that sucks.
As opposed to where they were on my old laptop keyboard, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a long time to get used to it. And if I'm still using my old laptop, like at home, to like browse the web, which is the kind of thing I like to do when I'm at home.
You're not going to use some sort of iPad?
I don't know. I keep not knowing whether that credit card thing is real or not.
It is an app on the...
It is an actual app.
Yeah.
So it is a real thing I believe that works
I believe now. You pay for the app, or you download the app, and they I don't even know if it's... I don't really know if it costs anything. I think it probably has to.
Well, because they send you a piece of hardware, right?
They send you a piece of hardware.
What we're talking about, for those of you who aren't us, is apparently there is a
Square
credit card processing app
yeah.
for the iPad.
I should just look it up in the iTunes.
Is there any, like, okay, so I was thinking about using that as a way to justify buying an iPad, right? Because, yeah. Like, basically the amount of money that we would save avoiding, like, credit card fraud and the monthly fees that we have to pay to be able to just directly run credit cards would make up for the cost of the iPad, right? Because we would use it as a point-of-sale device at Comic-Con.
Right.
To take credit cards. And then it will email people their receipts, and that's awesome. I feel like the way that we were doing stuff, the way that we were selling stuff at Comic-Con, went a little above and beyond what people expect at Comic-Con. Like, there was really no reason for us to give people receipts. Like, it was kind of nice, you know? But, like, nobody's writing that off.
Yeah, wow. So, their rates are... like, besides the, like, no monthly fees, their rates are better than most places. It just seems...
I mean, if that's a thing that exists, if that is actually... because I thought when you told me about it that it was, like, a potential future product.
Because it's also coming out for the phone.
I see. Well, then I can't justify buying an iPad for it, except I totally can.
You could... I feel like you could, because then it would be something that could stay in the booth, because our phones can't stay in the booth.
Oh, that is true. No, that is an excellent point. Yeah, none of us, not a single one of us, wants our phone staying in the booth.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I'm buying a fucking iPad.
The thing that is awesome about it is that it is changing the paradigm, if it takes off, which...
You just said paradigm.
Well, no, because it's, I mean, in a real meaning of paradigm, it is changing the paradigm of how people use credit cards, because up to this point, the notion that, like, hey, Riff, I owe you $10, here's my Visa card, wouldn't make any sense, right? But I could totally do that with this product, because it is you don't have to set up as a merchant. It is
right,
just
if you were carrying a dongle around.
Yeah, you just have a little tiny brick, and everybody could just have it. And, you know, it gets popular enough, they will just build it into phones, right? And how cool is that, right? Because then you just,
I mean,
like...
it's awesome, because then you steal somebody's credit card and you just have all their money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could kind of do that now just with PayPal, right?
Well, sort of. Except there's a couple of extra layers there, right? Like, A, not everybody has a PayPal account that has a credit card or debit card, right? What is the implication of this for stealing? Is there no validation at all?
I mean, you have to have I think it's the same thing that, like, you know, if you're a merchant and you steal somebody's credit card, you could just steal all their money, right? Like,
right. And then it's their responsibility to say, hey, I didn't do this.
I feel like it is the individuals, and then the credit card company takes the money back, right?
But they don't.
They
just take the loss.
I don't think they take the money back.
I don't think that they do. I think that in the real world, if you buy something at a store or credit card, and then, if somebody steals your credit card and goes and buys $100 worth of ice cream at Walmart because they're buying a wedding gift for Riff.
It depends. I think it probably depends on the...
Yeah.
I guess... I don't know if Riff even knows that.
Oh. Well, shit. Sorry. I didn't know it was a secret.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you just spoil my wedding present?
No,
did you just spoil the fact that I'm getting married?
We went to Walmart one time, and I hadn't been to a Walmart in like 5 or 6 years or whatever, and I was just sort of amazed with a lot of the things in the store, and one of them was this just like kiosk, which was the wedding registry. And so we were buying ice cream, and went off to buy like some other stuff, and I had found my like pint of ice cream. And so I was at this kiosk, and I said, what is this thing? And so I made a wedding registry for you and just kept scanning the ice cream over and over again.
So that's all you want for for wedding presents is just hundreds of gallons of ice cream all at once the moment that you get married.
So yeah. Okay. I was just fascinated by the existence of it. So yeah.
Anyway, so if somebody used a credit card, if somebody stole my credit card, went to Walmart and bought $100 worth of ice cream, I said, hey, my credit card was stolen. The credit card company eats that.
I don't know if that's true.
According to my mom,
The
reason that not everybody can get a Visa card attached to their bank account is that when the bank issues you the Visa card, they are taking on the risk of that card being stolen.
I see.
Because, I mean,
so then, I mean, I guess, why is this not happening all the time, then? Like, why...
I think it does happen all the time. But it's just like an acceptable cost of operation for the credit card companies. I mean, it doesn't happen so often that they're not making billions of dollars from taking a cut of every purchase of every item, effectively, in an entire country. Or world, for that matter.
Hmm.
Yep.
I think the moment that you did a second transaction that was from a stolen card, your account would probably be shut down. Right.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean by that?
If you get this app, right, and you process a transaction on a stolen card.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like,
well, no. No, I mean, probably not.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because
it's not your fault, right? Like,
you do it a second time. Like, that's not, like, maybe you could maybe imagine somebody doing it once, but I think the credit card company would be like, we're not going to let this person process transactions anymore because
maybe, I don't know.
It's just not worth it, right? Because, like, if you are a thief, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
If you're Clive Barker's The Thief of Always?
That was a good book.
Or what if you're Crispin Glover's copy of Clive Barker's The Thief of Always?
Clive Glover.
Barker's The Thief of Always Glover.
Why does it always have to be Clive Barker's comma?
Because Clive Barker's an asshole, I think, is my theory. I guess his name has some cachet because he's used it all over everywhere. I mean, why is it American McGee's Alice? Right. American McGee. He's the guy that did American McGee's Alice, right? Like, you didn't know.
I did not know.
He had done.
Well, I also didn't know that it was a dude.
Yeah, everybody. It seems like the name of a company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Clive Barker does not seem like a company. Although Blythe Barker.
Yeah, Blythe Barker. Yeah.
Much.
Well, I mean, Clive Barker could be one of those things, like, you know, Doug Clive and Frank Barker formed a law firm, and it's Clive Barker and Barker. Clive Barker and Glover. What's the name of the Wolfram
Crispin,
and Hart?
Crispin Clover? Or Grispin Glover?
Crispin Glover. No, it'd have to be Brispin Blover.
Does it have to be B's?
He was going
to
survive, yeah.
I thought it was just the same letter.
I thought it was just
no, it's
letters.
BB. It's just BB.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Which is why Benicio Del Grande. That's another one that I can't
this
get out without.
To somebody who's not listened to our show for the past year, this is making no
right,
fucking
okay,
sense.
So last year, Nightmare and I came up with a setting for a post-apocalyptic pen and paper role-playing game where the only people who survive are people whose initials are BB. But Clive Barker saw it coming and he survives because he changed his name to Blythe Barker just before the apocalypse hit. And also, celebrities turn into monsters whose names start with the last or the first four letters of their last names. So you guys can imagine how fun that world would be to play in. We should start publishing pen and paper role playing supplements as PDFs, selling them for a nickel.
Riff. Can you go to squareup.com?
SquareUp?
Yeah, and then go to the download the app.
What are you talking about?
Download.
Why are you doing this? We're on the radio.
No, I want to know, in service of what we're talking about the radio, I want to know if there's a fee for the app.
A thief?
A fee for the app. If it is free, then I don't understand how that works, right?
Because it is a free app.
Free apps?
How does that work? Well, no, because how does that work? How do you... Maybe you have to pay like an in-app purchase to get the dongle. That would make sense. You give them money, then they ship you the dongle, right? Because you can also do it with just the card.
First you get the money, then you get the dongle, then you get the bitches? No, wait.
I think you use the dongle on the bitches.
Okay. So first you have the money. First you send the money to the angle of the dongle. Tyler Crosby says, any way to get the Underworld Acorn anymore? No. No, there is not. I know that people were expecting that cycle to begin anew, but nope, that was just a really long-term, one-time event.
Yeah.
But the familiar's tradable. Let's see what that's looking like in the mall. I can't believe I fucked that up. After all this time, I can't believe I fucked that up.
Yeah.
I felt so drunk, bad. And I fixed it anyway.
I felt a little bad because people were, like, excited about it in the forums, like, it acting like that, and I'm like, ah. God.
How is it supposed to be?
Well,
the mistake.
If you adventured with the acorn, you would plant the acorn, and then the next turn you would harvest the acorn. It didn't actually make you wait a year. Also, thinking about this, I think that I am stupid for not... Like, I figured out a way to do it across last year or whatever that I think would have worked for the super convoluted way that we were handling the planting the saplings. You know, it's 2.8 million in the mall right now, so there's really not that bad.
I mean, those are among the priciest non-Mr. Store familiars.
I guess. They're cheaper than the Underworld gear.
Oh, is that expensive?
At 4.2 for the flail and 3.7 for the truncheon, and then the...
Wow. I didn't realize it was that expensive.
And then what's that thing called? The Woodfire? The Staff of the Woodfire is $4.4 million. Yeah, wow. They're all around a Mr. A.
That's amazing.
Because they're cool, right? I mean, we specifically put them in a niche that...
Yeah.
They're like the very best thing for...
Sure.
Aftercore leveling.
Sure. No, I'm just surprised. I hadn't looked into that in a while.
Yeah.
Neat.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Zach B. Elliott. Isn't there some anime called Zatch Bell?
I don't know.
That vaguely sounds familiar, but I don't know.
So Zatch Bell Eote. Will you be selling the keychain that you posted a picture of on Twitter? I would definitely buy it. We were talking about that. I did not think of it as something that we would sell, but I think that we can sell it. It's just kind of those sort of ludicrous situations where postage costs more than the thing cost.
Yes.
So it's like.
So I think we have settled on the here's the scheme that we're thinking of settling on. We could if all you bought was one of those, we could sell you one for a dollar. You could buy maybe three of them for $2, maybe.
Or five of them for $3.
Maybe. Depends on the sort of envelope size and whether we can figure out some way to keep it from getting thick.
Right. Yeah. And then there's a chance that that three or five of those things could dramatically increase the amount of postage.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
For what sizes? Yeah. USPS doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, it does if you know their system, but it's just frustrating.
It also keeps changing.
Yeah,
which is aggravating.
And then. We were thinking that maybe if you ordered $20 or more of merchandise, we would just throw one in for free, which, you know, clearly if we're selling them much cheaper, it's not like we're trying to convince people to do that, but we kind of had envisioned them as sort of like things that people got. We could also potentially give them away to people who attended KOLCon, for example.
Sure.
You know.
Here's your souvenir.
Exactly.
Mr. E suggests that the next Fairy Con that we have in Mr. Store be Lewis Fairy Con. Familiar equipment with a tiny bow tie. Fairy Con is not a real thing, though. That's just a word that the players use. We don't want to start adopting their slang.
Are you sure about that? Haven't we?
According to Square Up, says Rent on the Card Reader is also free. They make their money from fees. It just seems weird. I guess it's not a thing that, like, oh, sweet, free dongle. You know, like, that a million people are going to be like, awesome.
That's what I just don't understand. How does that make any sense? Somebody could just, like, get everybody who owns an iPad to download that thing and never use it.
But why would they? I mean, why would people...
Because people are dicks!
But why would people organize to be dicks for, like, no benefit?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, that's
I don't know.
If you could melt it down and sell the scrap copper from it, I guess you probably could. Is there any place that buys scrap melted plastic? Yeah, see? So there's no... You can't even use it to get crack. Maybe you could smoke crack out of it. You could put some crack in the crack in the card reader. That's what they call it, right? A card crack? XDanStick says, hey guys, what's the ETA on finishing the sea? New clan dungeons? Fucking, I don't know, man. We've been doing a lot of work on things.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like our days are spent masturbating and looking at the wall.
Right, because there's a dummy on the wall.
There's a calendar of girls climbing of rocks. A calendar of dummies. Naked.
Dummies being thrown onto highways. That's the only...
How did you get into the whole dummies are erotically arousing?
It wasn't me, it was you. It was you only being able to masturbate to things that had dummies in them. I don't know how you get to that point. I would make an interesting case study. In fact, if I ever go back for a master's, I might use your erotic dummy fixation as a project, as a case study for a thesis. That's the word I was looking for.
Thesis?
Thesis. Feces.
Yeah. Baby mice.
Yeah. I'm going to do my thesis on baby mice.
That is one of my favorite lines from that movie. You know, it was lines like that that convinced me that he was brilliant, and then to then find out that he's not at all, and that I'm guessing that those are all either accidental or ad-libs or whatever, you know. The "I'm voting for Dukakis" was, in my opinion, one of the best lines in a script ever, because it established a character, it established a time period, it established like a family dynamic, all in like one single line, right?
Four words.
Yeah. So amazing. And like
accident.
I think
it was just an accident. Turns out that what that guy wanted to do was suck. Somebody stopped him. He's like the next George Lucas. George Lucas is the next George Lucas. I can't wait for that fucking comedy Star Wars cartoon.
Comedy Star Wars cartoon?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know, man. I'm guessing some bullshit. Is what
from LucasArts? Or
yes.
From
Seth Green's in it.
Wow.
At it.
So
maybe it'll be good.
Because of Robot Chicken? Like, that's how he got
maybe
involved?
Maybe so, yeah.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I guess it's possible that it could be good if Seth Green... Like, cause Seth Green won't want it to suck. The question is whether he'll be able to stop it from sucking. Like, whether he
you
will
can't
be able
stop
to...
suck.
Whether he will be able to, you know, as Arthur Dent did, lay down in front of the bulldozer of suck that is George Lucas's empire. Who's Mr. Prosser in this situation?
I don't know.
It's Steven Spielberg.
Who was it? Spielberg had the office next to Lucas?
Yeah.
At LucasArts?
Yeah. That was their offices that they never use.
Yeah. They were super, super fancy. Did I mention, like, there was, like, a photograph by Henri Cartier-Bresson in
Yeah, and I hadn't heard of that guy, just like everyone else.
Alright. It's probably one of the best photographers ever to have lived.
I can't think of that. Is he that guy who every time I see the moon during the day...
Ansel Adams.
All right. Man, that would have sucked the next time I saw the moon during the day. Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to make the same stupid joke again. Because every time I see the moon in the sky, I'm like, quick, call Ansel Adams.
Right.
During the day, not at night. Because, right. Yeah, because he's a Ansel Adams. Not a lot of people know this. Inverse vampire. He couldn't be exposed to darkness, or he would...
I would not want to have been photographing in the style... Like, there are still people who do this, but it's a little bit better now, but, like... So, most of the photographs that Ansel Adams made were on 8x10-inch negatives, right? So those are huge cameras, right? And having to track those things around, kind of a huge pain in the ass. A lot of them were taken from, like, a platform on top of his car...
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know if the moon over Half Dome was, but like, there's this sort of the one over. I think
did he take other pictures than that?
Yeah, he's yeah.
Really?
He's taken a couple.
Okay. Is he still alive?
No, I do not believe that is. I do not believe he is. But he didn't photograph people nearly as much, and I'm much more interested in photographers of people.
Like, specifically naked people, more specifically hot naked chicks.
Well,
that's the kind of photography that I like.
That is a kind of photography that I like.
And
as
documentaries
well.
About lesbians.
Wait, really?
No.
Well, oh, I see.
Lesbian
yeah.
porn.
Yeah, I got it.
Porn is technically a documentary, right?
It depends.
Yeah, okay, I guess if it's fictional. If it's like, you know, oh, I'm here to lay some pipe in your plumbing. Sewer treatment. I'm here to give you the sewer treatment.
Ugh. Huh.
That's what I would say if I were an actor in porn.
Well.
Let's see. Henceforth asks, can there be a non-animated version of the Volcanic Cave? I've been asked to do it several times by friends on slower modems, and even with my DSL, the older computer, it takes ages for the animated graphics to load, making the entire ordeal take nearly an hour, even with foreknowledge of where to go.
The lava maze?
It seems weird that that would take that long. Like, I don't understand what, because it's only, like, 20, 30K of graphics?
Well...
Do they not, like, is there something stuck, like, are you playing on the broken version of Safari that doesn't cache images?
I don't think it's Safari, it's Internet Explorer, right? Like,
well, there's a known bug in the most recent version of Safari where it just doesn't cache images.
Oh, really?
At all.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because there was at least one browser that did not play the, because that particular location is unusual in because there are animations that do not loop. So I think we specifically have to not let the browser cache them, because it will just play the last frame.
Oh.
Right? Like, as unlike anywhere else in the game, there's, like, non-looping animations.
Hmm.
So I think we are asking the browser not to cache them. I think. I don't know how C.D. Moyer dealt with that, right? Because this is a weird technical issue, right? And so it is possible that it's loading... But even if that were the case, there's still, I thought there were only like six images, and it's using the same six images every turn, right? I guess maybe on dial-up that's super slow.
Yeah,
I really don't know.
I mean, I could see having a lo-fi version,
sure,
available, right?
We, like, could totally do that, like just some sort of like option.
It's awesome that we have this list of things that just only ever gets bigger.
Because you could definitely just have path, no path states, and we could get rid of all the animated bubbling ones and stuff. But that's an entire afternoon of work, probably.
Yep.
What is this, grandson of Radio To Do?
Yep. Let's see. Clink says, what do you guys think would happen if KOL was open sourced? So this is a weird question, right? Because it would be weird to open source KOL, because there's a bunch of like back end stuff that I don't know, you know. If we just made the
if we posted all of the code to KOL, and you could get your own PHP server and database,
we'd also have to post the data structures, and then would we have to post the data? Like, KOL is not really a thing that you can open source, I don't think. It's because it's a service, right? I mean, what would happen if you open source Twitter? Like, that doesn't mean anything, right? Like, you could open source the Urquan Masters, because it's just a program, right? Like,
no, so I feel like open sourcing Twitter would be, here's how Twitter works, and so you could theoretically get your own Twitter server that people could, you know, subscribe to.
Like, you could create a parallel Twitterverse.
The value of Twitter is that everybody is tied into the same service, but you could have your own private Twitter server theoretically, right? Which you can't do now.
So okay. I feel like what would happen if we open sourced the code to KOL is, like, people would probably, there would be a handful of people who would be like, hey, here are a lot of things that you could do to make KOL run more efficiently.
Right.
Some people would find
and exploit.
find and exploit weirdnesses in the code.
Yeah.
People would make fun of me. Like, I feel like, you know, I feel like especially people who didn't understand
the,
like, people who had never
6 or 7 year organic process,
yeah,
of developing
people
the game.
Who had never worked on the same set of scripts for 7 years across multiple additional programmers, like, would probably be like, this is all bullshit.
And drunken nights and whatever, right? Like, you know, your solution to a particular problem on one day, like, you might solve the same problem twice, 2 different years.
Right, because I know a lot more than I did 7 years ago,
right.
But also...
You're not going to go back and change every instance of something just because it's more efficient now, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And also, people would maybe make fun of you because it doesn't make sense from a computer science class point of view, but from a real-world point of view, a lot of the things we do are to make things actually run in...
Right. It is necessary to make a lot of sacrifices to good form in order to get things to run on non-theoretical hardware.
Yeah.
I feel like I talked about this really recently on the radio.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, because it was in the context of somebody asking about name changes, like paid name changes, and me saying that I didn't want to do it partly because things are so not normalized. And so there are a lot of extra copies of people's names stored in various tables just so that they don't have to join against the player table when we're querying them and displaying names. Linguini Lad says, "Yay, Arbor Day is only a few days away. I can't wait to see what the Underworld Acorn grows into. This better be good, considering we've had to wait so a long time for this."
Are you on Radio Bugbear now?
I am. I have been.
You have been.
The younger one says, "Hey, Jake and Company, I have an odd question. I've been farming Hellseal drops for the armor, and I started to think, could we have something that tells us what materials we'll have left after we buy one? As in, buying the Sealhide Buckler will make you have X brains, X sinews, etc. remaining? Because that'd be kind of useful to know when deciding between two items, which would be a better idea for buying the next. Thanks." I mean, if your goal is to buy all of them, it really doesn't matter what order you do them in, right? And that would be, I feel like, a weird thing to...
Yeah.
It would be a weird thing to display. Yeah, I'm saying no. I'm saying that that's...
Because it has the costs. Like, the costs are visible, right?
Yeah.
So you can you can figure it out if you know what you have. Yeah, I mean, I understand... I can understand a point of view from where that's useful, but that really seems like such a niche use that would definitely be sort of like a grease monkey thing that you would write to display it, because it's like, you know, probably a single digit number of people would really be interested in that, and it's probably not worth diverting C.D. Moyer from the stuff he's working on.
No. God, we got a fucking June item of the month here. Although we've got a large number of workable ideas that just require a bunch of writing now. Like, I think that this is going to be... It's going to be really different than previous June familiars.
That is true.
And really kind of different than everything else.
In the game.
In the game, yeah. But it's... I don't know. I'm pretty stoked about it. I think that it's going to be good. I think that I think I'm really going to enjoy working on it, and I don't know if that necessarily means that people are going to enjoy playing it. Because, you know, I think that in terms of, like, how fun it was for us relative to how fun it is for the players, there are some outliers there. Like, I feel like El Vibrato was more fun to write than it is to play.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. You know what I meant to do? Scully wrote... Oh, I just changed it, I think. Scully had written something for the El Vibrato drone that used the language, and I'm not sure if he actually knew that it was real.
Oh.
Right? I think he might have just made something up that sounded like...
Right.
Sounded like the El Vibrato language.
I don't know.
Not that it matters that it's real. Really? It was fun, though. Like, it was neat. It was neat how we... Like, how much time we had to spend thinking about it, and then how easy it was to come up with something decent. Yeah. Fuchanochku. What does Fuchanochku mean? That's one of the common words, like maybe initialized or something.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Let's see. Adiabatic says, "Did you know that the background of the Platinum Yandorian Express card is pound FEFFFC instead of pound FFFFF? That's weird. That's probably your fault."
I don't think so.
No, it's probably my fault. You know, every once in a while, like, I have used probably 10 different computers at this point to make art for KOL, and it's entirely possible that there are entire sets of graphics that, just because I had the scanner configured strangely or something, are slightly different. There was that one weird batch of art for the pirates that, like, was non-grayscale accidentally, and so it sort of looked like it had been drawn with, like, a blue ink pen. And then I went through and grayscaled it, and every once in a while I go back and... I scanned it color by accident.
Oh, weird. Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some old art files that I should go up and... Because, like, things that I encounter and have to deal with, like, I have to clean up
and
stuff. So I can just go back and change them in the game.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, it would be worth it. It wouldn't be worth it.
It wouldn't be worth
it. It's not worth it to do that. Right. I still kind of hate some of the early art. I hate the spider. You know, it's like stuff that I would not be satisfied with that now. I just wouldn't do it now. And it's
you
like
you hate drawing so much that you there's no way you're gonna go back and change all the art. Though.
I might though.
Yeah.
Just for the ones in the because especially for the zones where it's like some monsters that I added 3 or 4 years in, and then that fucking spider. You know, the spider is terrible. The early knob goblins are terrible because they're the line weights are all
super
off.
Thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't even know why that happened. I think maybe I drew them fairly small, and then I put...
You had to scan them larger, yeah.
Yeah, I scanned them and just drew a bounding box right around them, as opposed to, like, having them, you know...
Be a little small.
Like, because I feel like I got to the point where I could sort of eyeball, like, what things are going to look like when I shrink them down. And it only gets weird in things like the ducks, where in order to get the detail in, I have to draw them really big.
Right.
And so...
Their line weight is really
thin. Their line weight is really thin because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you could thicken it, or I could go back and thicken it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do that like automatically? You have to trace it though, right?
I do.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That again, not worth it. Super Dimension Man says, "Hey, Jake, you like Metroidvania games, right? Maybe you'd be interested in Hero Core. It's a decidedly retro-themed Metroidvania with echoes of a shoot 'em up. Something being decidedly retro-themed is a lot like being decidedly retro-themed in many ways."
Is that where you heard about
that
it?
That is where I heard about it. Thank you, Super Dimension Man. I downloaded that game and I played all the way through it on easy mode and beat it. And then I was
95%
like, complete. Nope. I went back.
You can get
100%. It is expecting you to do that, too.
Oh, good.
Because I reloaded a save.
Yeah.
And the first room I entered had that optional boss warped in.
Huh.
So, like, I think that they just totally... They know that you're going to want to do that. So, basically, there are these bosses that you kill, and then there is one boss that occasionally warps in and attacks you, like, in just some random room. It'll just kill all the monsters and, you know, have this boss fight. And if you don't beat that boss, you don't get 100% completion.
What do you get from beating the boss?
Just another level up.
Huh.
Which is, like, more hit points, and I...
Does it refill your hit points?
When you level up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
I mean, beating a boss, basically the first thing you want to do is teleport back to a save point anyway, and save points refill your hit points.
Oh, so. Okay. I didn't know the save points refilled your hit
yeah.
points.
Yeah. It's very, very friendly.
You know, it looks
you don't,
hard.
Even when you die, you don't lose any progress. Like, if you hit a save point, you go to another room, you kill monsters so that it opens a door in there. The door stays open forever, even if you get killed. Yeah. Like, it's nice. I feel like a lot of games... You know, like... People feel like it is more okay for a game to be super hard. Like, it's fun that a game is super hard, but it's not fun to lose progress. And so, like, there's a real balance struck in something like N+, where it's super difficult, but then, like, when you get killed, you just immediately start over and get to keep trying. And it's just crazy satisfying when you finally do beat a level, even if it takes a long time. Yeah. Blue Elf says, "Could you make it so that you can pull all your free pull items at once?" Linguini Lad says, "Why is it that Warehouse 23 and Noblesse Oblige get custom items and KOL Addicts do not?" I don't know anybody in KOL Addicts. Like, I feel like KOL Addicts and Cersinams are not notable for any real reason.
Other than their size.
Other than having thousands of...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the only thing about them is their size. They don't run contests that I'm aware of. Maybe they do a lot of interesting things internally, but they don't, you know, like, Warehouse 23 and Noblesse Oblige, like, contributed stuff to the community, right?
And Otori.
Yeah.
They have something. And PZR kind of got something.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, that, you know, they more got a tip of the hat than a gift, but... That's also more their style. They're going to get something else soon. One of the trader items. Because we discovered something funny. Am I not supposed to spoil it? Are you mad at me for spoiling it?
No, I just... My contention is that is...
Intentional?
Yeah.
No, you're nuts. Yeah. I think we've discussed this on the air.
I think we have.
Acme, A-C-M-E, Rod 13 is NPZR. Yeah. And that is a fucking coincidence. It is a coincidence. There is no... There's... It just... It is so...
I think that it is entirely possible that somebody Rod 13 to Acme and was like NPZR and came up with Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot as a result of that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that you are just wrong about that. I think that you are crazy.
Okay.
I think that you're gonna.
Why is it in that order? Like, why is it Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot?
I don't know.
Right, because it's a Rot 13 of Acme.
Okay, fine. Find the guy that invented the Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot.
That's the thing. I don't know where it came from. Yeah. Nobody really knows. You know.
Nobody knows. Some say it means a whale's vagina. Evangeon Q says, what did he say? Please add jiggle your chef staff to the list of macro attack commands. Yeah.
I think that happened already, didn't it? Or is that... Yeah, I think that already happened.
Maybe, yeah. Someone else writes, so I was playing Castlevania 1 on the NES. I killed 3 zombies with 1 attack on the same frame. All 3 of them dropped an item. 2 bags of money and a stopwatch sub-weapon. This reminded me of when you were talking about Zelda's drop mechanics. Do you think most NES games work in a similar way? Probably not, because... I don't think that most NES games have drop mechanics like that.
I'm guessing. I mean, there's definitely some logic involved in the Castlevania games. They definitely have a notion of rarity that they make explicit
in the newer ones.
Yeah, but I mean,
but we're talking about NES, man.
You know, I don't know how. I don't know that philosophically they changed their mind. They might have just given you more information.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I feel like you get stopwatches from zombies, and then I don't remember it ever dropping out of any other enemy. They may have a similar too. I mean, I guess it makes sense for them to randomize things based on the frame number, because that is effectively random from the player's point of view.
Right.
Right? Like, they did not...
You don't think about emulators?
Like, yeah, they didn't. You know, there was no such thing. When your emulator's old enough, I'm ravishing it. That is one of the finest turns of phrase that I think MC Frontalot has ever delivered. Just the notion of a game console that has betrayed him, and oh well, when your sister grows up, I'll just fuck her instead. Yeah.
The context is weird, right? Like, it's a little convoluted that there's a song about him breaking up with all these various concepts and inanimate objects and things,
sure.
Right? But once you have that, once you've accepted that, then the language is pretty freaking amazing. Yeah, that whole album, man, is just full of awesome.
Starwed says, use the macro script to revamp PvP, as in when someone attacks you, a script you've written is run in defense. It's a way to do it asynchronously.
Yeah, it's true.
Damn it. Clink says, is there a limit on the contact list? I don't know.
Probably. I mean, there is some finite limit.
Our Chicken says, if you could get rid of Rollover entirely without losing backups, would you? I have a fondness for listening to KOL Radio while waiting for Rollover to end, but I can imagine the servers dislike people refreshing a lot around Rollover a clock, and it might make the game very slightly more accessible to those with busy schedules. I mean, yeah, I probably would get rid of Rollover entirely if I could get away with it. But so much stuff now is...
We could do a tremendous number of things on login instead of a Rollover.
That's true. We could... I mean, it's also possible for us to, like, taint people's sessions so that it has to reload.
That taint funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much easier and cleaner to do it as a single rollover action.
I mean, what I would like is for rollover to be short enough that it's just not a big deal. That if you're playing before rollover and rollover happens, you're just like, all right, well, I'll just wait and then play.
Did Blizzard get rid of weekly maintenance?
I don't think so.
So, you know, They don't do it every day, but they shut down for maintenance and like
for like a few hours.
Yeah,
once a week.
And if they are doing it, then
we should do it too, because we strive to be exactly like Blizzard in all ways.
I just have a feeling that there are things that it just makes a bunch of sense to actually shut down computer, you know, shut down user interaction with the databases so that you can actually do like really comprehensive data, you know, database backups and stuff. Trying to do a database backup of something that is just constantly being updated is retarded.
All right, I'm going to take a little bit of a music break.
Okay.
Short, but we'll see you in a few green days. we're back.
Hello, everybody.
Thanks, Billy Joe and Trey Cool and
Trey Cool.
Other guy.
Trey Cool?
Trey Anastasio.
Oh.
No. Trey Cool.
Trey Anastasio is from Fish.
No, I know. How do you know that?
Because
Wally's a big Fish fan.
Wally.
Yeah. Casey Wiederman says, "Hey Jake, it seems like we share a penchant for annoying girl voices. I'm doing your trick of pronouncing French loanwords like a fag."
No, penchant is great.
No.
Since you like Joanna Newsom, I'd recommend Ingrid Michaelson, whom you also like.
I do.
Yeah, because I remember I played some songs of hers for you, and she's like, "You're like, hey, this is pretty good."
Oh,
because I went to that show.
Okay.
And bought all of her CDs.
Oh, okay, yeah. And yeah. Florence and the Machine. Does she rage against it? Because if she does, I don't care. Anyway.
All right, so listen.
I wasn't just willy-nilly tossing the word fag around. I was trying to make the talk like a fag and my shit's all retarded joke. Because I had completely forgotten that line, but that is like probably the finest line from Idiocracy. The doctor reading the report from the computer, it says here, "You talk like a fag and your shit's all retarded." That's
I liked Idiocracy, didn't think it was like amazing, and then I saw Extract recently and was super unimpressed.
Yeah. I mean, Extract was like okay.
Yeah. It suffered a lot from the like second half of Office Space syndrome, you know.
Like once it's time to actually resolve a story, it just gets uninteresting.
And I feel like it was trying to resolve the story the whole movie.
Second half of Office Space. Second half of Super Troopers.
Yeah, I don't remember second half of Super Troopers.
Yeah, no, it's all them uncovering the conspiracy where the Spudbury City Police had been running weed through, like taking bribes from the drug dealers.
I vaguely remember something like that.
And when Farva defects.
But they're like, because the funny part's the whole, like, half hour long beginning stuff, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yep. Severus says, "Corruption of Wretched Wally says it makes you covered in spikes. Shouldn't it make it so attackers are injured by attacking you as well then?" Eh, probably. Prenequeezer says, this is an interesting idea. Solution for extra telescope certificates after you've got a full one. Ooh. They can be redeemed for one instant karma.
They also have an auto cell, though.
They do.
But that's a pretty good
idea.
That
is a pretty good idea, actually.
That would be that's a definite additional venue for...
You could donate it to orphans without telescopes and get karma. Because that's what the orphans need. In fact, wasn't that a Peter Gabriel song?
You should bring your star chart to the mountains.
Should I?
Yeah.
Are there going to be stars?
I assume. It's
such as John Hodgman and Jonathan Colton. Perhaps I should take a chart that tells me the relative positions of John's Hodgman and Colton. John's Hopkins. Yeah, if there was a John Hopkins there, we could say, there are the Johns. Hopkins, Colton, and Hodgman.
And Flansbury and...
Flansburg. Flansbury?
Is it Flansburg?
It's Flansburg.
It's not Flansbury?
No, it's not Flansbury.
Is he from Flansbury?
I think he is.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
But his favorite food is the Flansberry.
Flan. Berry Flan.
Yeah, Berry Flan.
Flan. Flan.
Flanberry.
Flan.
Flaw. Yeah.
Flan.
We're just going to start pronouncing all loanwords, no matter what language they come from, as though they were loanwords from French. Paul BD says, "Hey, have you considered watching Tim and Eric Awesome Show on weed?" Don't, because I have, and I still didn't find it funny. Yeah. The thing is, I like Tim and Eric Awesome Show. What I don't like is the parts where, like, it's just, like, them being gross. Right? Like, I just don't like, "Hey, look at me, I'm like a fat dude making out with another fat dude, and we're sweaty." You know? Like, "Look at me, I'm a fat dude dancing like an idiot." Right? Like, when they are doing things that are... It's like Fish. Right? So I feel the same way about Tim and Eric Awesome Show, great job, as I do about Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Which is?
So, when Fish is singing,
yes,
it's awesome.
When they're just jamming.
When they're just jamming, I just lose interest. When Tim and Eric are doing stuff, like when their ideas are being implemented, it usually is funny. Like, you know, the cool stuff. But when it is just the sort of filler that's just like, "Oh, I'm a fat guy dressed as a woman," you know, like...
So, the Fish thing you know, like, all I have to base this on is Wally, who talks about fish, sort of, with aplomb. And as sort of an accomplished musician.
So if you take his aplomb away, is he just unable to talk about
them? He is. As an accomplished musician, he talks about the musicality of fish with just tremendous respect. Like, they are just phenomenal musicians. So when they are jamming, it's not just like, we're just filling up time. They're actually doing interesting things musically.
Sure. Right. But, okay, so here's the thing. If you are doing something that is interesting to you and the 10 dudes in the audience that are musically astute enough.
Understand.
So, like, I feel like jazz,
yeah,
in general.
So,
super hard, super complicated, a thing that you can know a lot about.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it's just kind of boring. Like,
it's pleasant.
So, I mean, there's the idea.
Like a good jazz band is pleasant to listen to. Like, I don't know a lot about music, but I've gone to a couple of jazz concerts and really enjoyed them.
Right, but
because they establish the theme usually, like the couple that I've been to, like, you establish the theme in the beginning and then you like do a bunch of variations.
So
on
like
the theme.
Enchantment Under the Sea.
Yes, you establish the Enchantment Under the Sea at the beginning and then you do like Enchantment Under the Shallow Water, Enchantment Under the Mariana Trench, Enchantment Under the Ocean on the Moon, or whatever. But like you're doing a bunch of different variations on that, and like it's interesting to see, and like they'll give like precedence to a particular musician in a particular sort of variant, and like that's interesting. You can see them interacting, like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess maybe the same thing is true of fish, right? Like, but to me, I just don't,
because you like the song, you like the albums.
Yes.
You are not. You don't like the live shows as much,
right? Because the live shows are 99% jamming.
I don't know. Like, I kind of wish I had gotten into fish in a time that I cared. Like, I don't care about them right now.
Right, back when your hair was longer.
I was a stoner. Yeah. And it, like, hearing about like their Halloween shows sounds kind of awesome. Like, those, that sounds like a really clever thing, and something that would be really neat to have been in.
Sure. I mean, I guess for those of you who aren't familiar with it, every Halloween, Fish will play a show and just cover some album in its entirety.
Some other band's album.
Like, yeah. Because I said cover, I think that was implied.
Sorry.
So it's like one Halloween, they just played Purple Rain in its entirety.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's their take on it, right?
Yeah.
Because they stretch it into a fucking 9-hour show or whatever. But
I went to one Fish show, and it was good, but I definitely did not get much from it.
I was really
personally
bored. I was really bored. I mean, there were a few minutes of the Fish show, I'm like, all right, they're playing a good song that I know and like, and they're singing. I like it when they sing.
Right.
Why aren't they singing all the time?
It's hard to jam with words.
And then they played the vacuum cleaner, which I think is just fucking wankery.
The vacuum cleaner?
Yeah. There's one song, oh my god, they totally play a vacuum cleaner on this song, that's so awesome. Shut the fuck up, hippie. Shut the fuck up, band.
So they take like an actual vacuum cleaner?
Yes, and change the pitch of it by holding, like, the guy would change the pitch of the vacuum cleaner motor by holding his hand over the suction chunk, which is the technical term for what that is.
Oh, I see.
You know, and like, ha ha, you're playing a fucking vacuum cleaner. You know, like, I don't know why that irritates me so much. Like, oh, how avant-garde. Like, dude, fucking just shut up.
Interesting.
Shut up, hippie who thinks that's cool.
I wonder if the notion of pretense is almost entirely based in the observer and not anything else.
The observee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, because
the observer,
like,
and not the still life.
Because there are, like, people who would see that and be like, wow, that is really cool and awesome, and then there are people like, oh, that is so pretentiously stupid or whatever.
I don't think it's pretentious. I just think it's like, it's gimmicky, right? And I mean,
huh.
I like,
what if it was a gold-plated vacuum cleaner? Or
if it was a vacuum cleaner made out of Jean-Paul Sartre?
Right.
I don't know how you would do that, but
you could dry him.
That's probably true. You could dry him and put a vacuum cleaner motor in his stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You attach like a handle to his lower back.
Yeah. And then his mouth would be where all of the filth would go.
Right. Yeah.
What if you could attach a Floby to your Jean-Paul Sartre vac?
God, that would be fucking terrifying, having some desiccated corpse Floby. Where you just take their
yeah,
head.
Anybody want a haircut? No. God, no.
It's like sucking in through their mouth, and you just take their head and like pull up your head and like cut your hair.
Yeah.
God. Oh, man.
Grimdell says, I just noticed that using the reflection map cost a turn. I was wondering if maybe it was made more explicit, a one put somewhere next to a link. Cheers. Yeah. I think maybe we didn't decide where the turns were going to be spent, and so we never actually enumerated it. I wish... Well, you know... there is... a way, like with the maps, you know, there's a way to have a thing that takes a turn, and it... gives you like a little, basically like a little choice adventure thing. I should have done the maps as a fucking choice adventure. I tried and it didn't work, but I should have made that work.
The reflection maps?
Yeah, no. All maps, right? Like I should just generalize the way like items in your inventory that give you access to new container documents.
Because we've started making it a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I knew it was going to be a thing when I was working on the Wonderland stuff.
What is it? I don't even remember what the reflection map does.
It like launches a choice adventure.
It is the thing, right? Like it's
no.
No.
No, it's you find it, cuz remember we were trying to figure out a way to get the potion. You drink the potion, it gives you access to the container document that's the zone, the tea party and the zone and all that, which you can get to as long as the effect lasts. But what we were trying to do was we have a bunch of different non-combats in there but limit them. So we conceived of the mechanism of having the reflection of the map drop, which just launches, if you have access to the thing, it just launches a choice adventure that lets you go to exactly one of the terminals per potion.
Yes.
That you drink.
That is okay. I forgot how that whole mechanism works.
Yeah. It's been
all of what, 2 months?
Right. But I mean, we're already on to the next 10 things. Yeah, I mean, it's starting to get.
We've got so many map things in my head at the moment.
Yeah.
Both current and future that they're all blending together.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, yo dog, guess this song. Wah wah wee wah. No. It's what's song is this? Wah wah wee wah. Tiny Plastic Yar says, so how did Jick fuck up the item of the month? Oh, come on, we didn't. I didn't fuck it up. So Scully got all of his stuff done on time. CD Moyer got all of his stuff done on time. Me and Hot Stuff were just the scavenger hunt just got postponed to the same day that the item of the month launched, and that was like a...
It was originally going to be the Friday before, which I think would have been much better.
Yeah, it would have been fine. You know, I didn't want to have to face the actual, like, actual gaze of 50 disappointed people if we fucked up the scavenger hunt.
That was weird, right? Because there's, you know, there are thousands of people who were waiting on us to finish the item of the month, but for 50 human beings that we had to face in real life.
Yeah. We felt that we needed to prioritize that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was also like, you know, the item of the month is like, because it's like the thing that we do to make money, I tend to...
Not want to do it.
Yeah. You know, like it's...
It's like pulling teeth.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know...
Which you also do to make money.
I do, yeah.
I
frequently sell... I've somehow developed the ability to grow new teeth that are made of platinum. It's really painful. And you'd be surprised how
that's
little
why
you
you're
get
always
for
in
a
pain.
Platinum tooth. Yeah. Yeah, my shoulders always hurt. Because that's where the platinum comes from. I keep platinum factories in my shoulders.
The secret ingredient in waffles is tungsten.
I need to work out a deal with somebody where I give them Mr. A's for back rubs.
Huh.
It has to be a hot girl. And by Mr. A's, I mean Deep Dickens. Deep Dickens. He was Charles Dickens.
Charles.
That's Charles Deep. Dickens' nickname.
Yeah.
Charles Deep Dickens. You know, I bet he got some traction from that name, because he was a famous dude.
Sure.
Chicks like to...
Was he famous in his own time?
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
His stuff was published serially. So, like, I feel
serially
like he was...
dude.
Yeah, serially.
Serially?
Yeah. I feel like he was making money and well known and well regarded. He was writing things for the public at the time.
Okay.
With probably an unprecedented amount of feedback from his readers because things were happening.
Like the internet.
Slowly. Yeah. But yeah, I bet he got a lot of tail. I don't know. Maybe he got married before he started.
Mistake. First,
maybe he was all infidelitous.
But maybe it didn't matter because those were the times.
Yeah.
It was like Victorian era, right?
Era, yeah, I think, yeah.
I think everybody was just having sex with everybody.
Oh, right.
In the Victorian era.
Right, because everybody wanted to try out this awesome new syphilis thing.
I hear it's great.
Yeah. Let's see.
What's not a
Magic 2729 says, the announcement on April 30th, the first one, despite what it means, actually made me love you guys even more. The idea of such a lax company with no real absolute standards, along with the radio shows, allow me to relate and let me feel like I know you guys more personally. Thanks for all you do. Hugs. Yeah, I mean...
What was the first one? We're not going to do this thing on time.
No, I think the first one was that it was going to be late. And then there was another announcement on the 30th. It was like a traveling trader showed up or something, right? It was a weird thing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever want to... I mean, we work hard, right? So it's not really like I have to be worried about this, but I don't want to deliberately... I think of the item of the month being a day or two late as a thing that we can get away with. Right, if we have to.
Yeah, we don't want to, though.
We don't want to. But I think of it as something that we can do and people will understand. And I think, maybe that is largely because of this,
You're drunk all the time?
I'm drunk all the time, and I've always tried to be really, approachable and involved, Yeah. Rocket punches. Rocket punches for everyone I meet.
We should have a booth at the next camera.
Rocket punch people. But extra bonus punch for looking like Hogulus. So anybody who looks like Hogulus gets triple punched. Which I guess means I'll rocket punch them and then somebody else punches them in the back at the same time.
Booster rocket punch.
Oh yeah. There you go. Stage two. Walk up to him an hour later.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Somebody fucking stop me from drinking at the next con.
It is impossible to stop you from drinking.
What? No, it's not. I do it myself all the time.
How?
By becoming unconscious.
Okay.
It's easy.
Okay. No, yeah. If that's a tool I have in my arsenal, then yes.
Just
I can stop you.
Sap me.
All right.
Don't sap me. Don't tase me either, bro.
What if I tap you and extract your syrup?
Oh, I thought you were saying tap me and extract one nerd mana. I tap this for one dad ass mana.
Yeah.
Because you tap dad.
No, I understand.
It's a Magic the Gathering joke that's also about sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Once you go Black Lotus, you never go back Lotus. All right, come on. There's more. Shit. There's got to be more Magic the Gathering sex jokes that I can't think of right now. You know what I thought of and laughed the other day was the fact that they have to come up with all these names for different kinds of monsters in World of Warcraft across a whole bunch of different a whole bunch of different level ranges and stuff. So there will be goblin whatever, or goblin woodcutter, goblin something something. So then there were these bird guys in Outland, the Arakoa, and they had different Arakoa feather blaster. There wasn't really a feather blaster, but whatever. But one of them was Arakoa Wind Ripper, which I still just think is funny. Wind Ripper.
The Outland expansion had so much scatological humor, it was kind of ridiculous.
fucking Wrath of the Lich King is worse.
Really?
There is a quest where you have to shit in an outhouse.
Really?
Yeah.
We're pretty convinced that there is a guy in the quest writing staff at Blizzard, and we just call him Poop Guy, and he's just that guy who is fascinated with poop and writes a quest for it.
There was
every zone.
There's an outhouse in the original content that you like pass somebody like a note underneath the door.
Right.
Remember that? Like, yeah. So like there was already a little bit there, but like that was all
right,
I could remember.
This is an actual you have to eat something, go into an outhouse, there's like an explosion, and then you take your poop back to the guy who gave you the quest.
Huh. There's like that whole vomiting quest in what takes you back to whatever the city is in Outland that I'm forgetting the name of, the big one.
Darnassus.
No.
Shartrath. Yeah.
Well, Shartrath. Shartrath. The whole thing is a poop joke.
Yeah.
See? Poop guy has a lot of influence.
A lot of clout.
Like, the things, poop, puke, and motorcycles are the things that piss me off about World of Warcraft now.
Motorcycles?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
There's fucking motorcycles. The engineers can make fucking Harleys.
I didn't know that. I have not kept up at all.
It's fucking retarded. It's fucking retarded.
Are people driving Harleys around?
Yes. I've never actually seen one. I guess they're really hard to make. So that'd be a good deal. Now they're fucking, everybody's flying around on a Star Pony that they paid $20 for.
Star Pony.
Shit. What was I gonna...
read. Ask.
Somebody... said Tyler Zalt says, Jake, it was originally an alternate email address, but I like Tyler Salt better. And you're welcome. I don't know what I was thanking him for. But glad to know him.
Yeah. I can't remember what he brought up last time.
Linguini Lad says, what is mute status? I don't know. The Misanthropist says, you know what's pretty funny? The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers is an organization with the acronym ASCAP, like asshat. Yep. Rotini Pants says, any chance of extra gear for the Bugbear to make it always act as a ghoul whelp or leprechaun at the end of combats?
No.
No. No change in. No change in any of that. Yo-Yo God says, any chance you'll be looking for player ideas for Uncle P's maps? No, because we've got...
We have
more ideas.
2 years worth of ideas already.
Yeah.
So it is dubious. We had wanted to do something with MC Frontalot for a while, and that was a good venue for it. But
yeah,
we're not in general going to be soliciting ideas from players.
Yeah. Jatopian says, why no splashback for Kaza's Osastrum? I know it wouldn't synergize with much, but still. I didn't want to write a whole new set of effects and code just for that one spell. Because, I mean, it's like an off thing. It's a one-off. A one-off thing. Cole the Invincible says, how about a Doctor Who reference? I don't actually know anything about Doctor Who.
I know there's a phone booth.
Yeah. No, it's like a police box, right?
And there's a...
what are those? Are they things that you go into to call the police? Are they things that the police go into to use a phone?
I think that you go into them, it's just a voluntary euthanasia booth.
Oh, okay.
I think there's just a policeman in there.
That's where they keep them when they're off.
Yeah.
There are
all
those
police in England are robots.
Daleks.
Apparently all the police in England are assholes, according to Scully's experiences there.
The bobbies?
Yeah. Do you remember that story that he told?
I don't think
so. He was like, hey, can you tell me where there's a bathroom or a currency exchange? And the guy told him where a currency exchange was. And he was like, what about a bathroom? And the policeman says, you said or.
Which is kind of a reasonable...
And, you know, so Josh was like, no, you're right, I did. Seriously, is there a bathroom around here? I really have to pee. You said or. And just actually did.
Okay, the second time is not as cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, right, it's to make a joke, right, that would be like, all of the police in England are really cool.
But if I said, hey, can you tell me where one of these two things is?
I'm just amused by the fact that it, I mean, from his question, it sounds like, you know, the task that I have right now will be served either by a bathroom or a currency exchange.
Well, maybe he intended to go deposit a loaf at the currency exchange.
I'm trying to pass some bad currency.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Damn. Ah, boy. Kill Someone says, will you ever allow the NPCR to steal meat until round 40? No.
No.
A, there is no round 40.
Well, there in some fights are.
Okay. Your argument for changing it to what it is now, of it causing server lag, is no longer the case because of Uncle CDM's combat macros. Whatever. Nice try, Kill Someone. Salsa Shark says, not to belabor a point, but please repimp the St. Paul Frontalot show. I already did this, but yeah.
St. Paul is Frontalot. Or did it happen?
14th.
So that's, I think, still in the future.
Yeah.
For us.
The Gun Run says, hey guys, where can I get the totally rad cover of California? I did not know that it was a cover, actually. Nope, that's that totally gay directory that you made. Not the totally rad directory. I believe California is on a CD called Tour Support 2008.
Oh, shit.
So I think it is a CD that you can only buy,
it was
you can
just,
only buy
yeah.
from them. It was just for sale on that tour.
I mean, they might have put it on something since.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
They renamed themselves.
I can send it to you. I have no fucking problem stealing from those assholes.
They're not bad dudes.
Yeah.
Fundamentally. They just make bad choices.
Yeah, you know.
That's why they're in jail.
It just wasn't cool.
It was not cool.
It was not cool. You know? I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, you're right. They're not assholes. They're not like, oh, I hate you guys forever and want to ruin your lives if I can. But, like, that was not fucking cool.
That
you know, we put them up in a nice place. We paid them to play, which fucking never happens for bands of that stature. And then, they repay us by fucking trashing the place. Cost us a bunch of fucking money. You know? Like, fuck those guys. Fuck those guys for real.
I would not invite them back. And I am kind of annoyed with them, but I don't necessarily hold it against them as human beings. But, you know.
Sure. You know what?
All right.
We're finally living the rock star lifestyle. Let's trash a hotel room.
But it wasn't
a hotel room.
One of them that did it, right?
That's the story, right? We invited some guy that we didn't know to a party, and he did all this damage to the fucking, you know, like.
I guess that's true. I was not there, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure. You could be, your cynical view of humanity could be correct.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, who has a fucking raging party in the place, right? Who, you're in a
rock
place
stars.
That somebody else is renting for you, why do you have a party and invite, like, drunk assholes that you don't know, even if he was telling the
because
truth?
Because you're a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. The Gun Run, send me an email address, and I'll email you. No, I don't want you to have my email address. Send me... I'll put it up somewhere and send you a link. I'm afraid he'll ask me 50 questions, because that's what he does. Hogula says, have any of you heard of EnviroBear 2000? If you haven't, go look it up, as no description I could give would do its beauty justice. Isn't that the thing where you're, like, a bear driving a car, and you have to, like, eat fish, but you only have one hand? So, like, when you're eating fish, you have to stop touching the steering wheel?
Is this something that happens a lot?
I mean, I remember the game. It came out a couple years ago.
Are you making this up?
No. That's the game. Like, it's...
You're a bear.
You're a bear driving a car, yeah. And you
have, like, a cooler full of fish?
I don't know. I think your car is filled with garbage, and some of it is fish.
Okay.
And you can't... you're trying not to throw garbage out the window or drive off the road. I don't know why it's EnviroBear. Yeah.
Okay.
Casey Wiederman says, hat rack, throne, now. Well, okay. The Sugarfruit Fairy's text is hilarious. A lot of that text is good because Mr. Skullhead is a rules guy. He's a guy who rules, not a guy who writes
rules.
It
makes me a little sad that you opted to just avoid all of the potentially cool and or hilarious repercussions of allowing, like, the hat rack in the crown.
Because I didn't want to have to deal with you having two. We would have had to completely rewrite all the code if you could have a familiar in the hat on your hat rack and a familiar in the hat on your head. And why would you do that when you could just have a... Because the hat rack doesn't do anything. So, like, it wasn't worth completely rewriting the way the interface for it works, completely rewriting the way the code for it works on the back end. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't know. It is the sort of most obvious thing
sure.
that everybody what's that going to do?
It's the first thing that everybody's going to try. But
yeah.
Maybe it should give you a funny message instead of a boring message.
I don't remember what it does. I think it might do something if you try to inject that.
Jacques Aminot says outer space is also full of them. Do you mean gay black dudes? Because that's what the GNAA has led me to believe. Is that outer space is full of gay black dudes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do they have a GNASA?
I don't know what that is.
NASA?
NASA.
Oh. That's pretty funny. The Gay Nigger Aeronautics and Space Association. Oh, boy. I really like that group exists.
It's pretty funny.
It is. I mean, and it's...
I like that... Is it Initiation, right? Or...
Yeah, you just have to watch... Yeah, you have to watch that movie, and then you have to get a GNAA first post on Slashdot. I see those every once in a while, and every time I'm like, yeah. It's like, it doesn't bother me. Like, if it was just first, then I would be like, ah, fuck you, asshole. But when I see GNAA first post, I'm like, right on. That guy made it. There's hope for all of us. Goldust says, any reason why the stocking mimics throne enchantment isn't plus candy drops? I don't know. Let's ask the guy who did all those. Hot stove?
It more reasonably fit into another genre of enchantment.
Deadly Dusk says, pretty good deal here on games you guys have talked about on the show. Who is this? Let's see. Or was it? It was the Wolfire promotion, Boogaloogaloo. I like that name, Boogaloogaloo. Have you seen the Wolfire promotion selling a bundle of cross-platform indie games? World of Goo, Aquaria, Gish, Lugaroo, and Penumbra for whatever price you choose, which is at Wolfire, WOLFIRE.com/humble.
World of Goo did not excite me at all.
I kind of liked it, but then I got to one that was really fucking hard, and I just... It took so... Like, I really wanted save states. Like, yeah. I got to... It was a thing where you just had to end up with, like, a really long chain that was arcing over the top of, like, a windmill, and the windmill would cut the chain, and then it was just, like, fucking game over. Huh. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck this game. Like, I kind of liked it. I would have liked to play through the rest of it. I would have liked to have seen the rest of the mechanics, but this one level was just so fucking hard. And I'm sure it's just that I wasn't figuring out the trick or whatever. Gish, I thought was really boring.
I've not played any of the other ones you mentioned.
It takes a lot for me to like a platformer.
Huh.
Like... And Gish just wasn't fun to me right out of the bat. Like I know it won all kinds of awards and stuff, and maybe I should have paid attention and got, you know,
what is it?
You're like a blob of something, and you can like walk on the floor or walk on the ceiling. Like it's I don't know. It just didn't feel fun to me. Aquaria I kind of liked.
Huh.
It was very atmospheric. It was, you know, it's like a Metroidvania. I remember getting to some point where you could switch back and forth between two different forms, and one of the forms could shoot a lot of fireballs, and then I was like, eh, I don't really care anymore. I don't know why. I don't know why I lost interest in it. I bought it. I mean, it was, you know, I gave them my money. I'm glad that the thing existed. I really liked the art. Like, I was looking into something the day before yesterday, like, it's some open source engine that for prototyping games where, like, I'm thinking about trying to make a platformer.
Huh.
Making a KOL platformer. I have this vision of a platformer that I want to make someday that has got, like, a significant number of, like, procedurally generated, like, kind of, like, you're like, all right, I want to go to a cave, and then it will just randomly generate a cave with like a treasure chest at the end of it and some monsters in it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, just procedurally generate like little, small, manageable platformer levels that you can easily like clear out and be done with, and then you can do it again, right? And then you go through like some set piece, pre-made level, and then you get to another, like, you know, and there's a town, and like, all right, let's go to these caves, and these caves have, you know, some different chests in them and different monsters or whatever, like, you know, here's a forest level where you jump on some tree limbs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, like, I have this picture in my head of a cool platformer that I think that I could actually design. It's not like, oh man, I got this great game idea. Like, I think that I could actually sit down and write up a design document that would be implementable for it.
What would be compelling about that over set levels, like the procedurally generated stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I would find it interesting.
So it would be the same as long as you stayed within the cave, and then it would
basically be like, you know, sort of like Castlevania style, like, you know, the modern Castlevania games, like, basically in terms of like the variety of things that you could do. But then, you know, there were also just like, oh, I just want to kill some stuff and get some treasure, so I can generate a novel, small, you know, 10 screenfuls
right.
level to go into. Then, yeah, that's like mapped out and it tells you when you're done.
Right.
I mean, jumping around hitting stuff with swords is fun, right? So, I mean, when you, the platformer is like, you know, I wouldn't want it to be like grindy, right? But the thing that I like about the Castlevania games is that they're not particularly grindy. What you end up with is a lot of just like variety and things that you can do. And often they're useless, right? Like, often you'll have like 100 spells and like, you know what? Like, this is fun to see what it does, but then that's right. it. I'm never going to use it to fight anything, and right. that's okay. Mostly what I'm going to do is just hit stuff with the sword. But like, you know, jumping and hitting stuff with a sword feels good in those Castlevania games, and so it's like, this is neat.
Or the whip.
Yeah. I'm super glad that those exist, because that sort of level of graphical detail in a really complex platformer is a genre that I feel was really underrepresented when it was still the state of the art. There was I just always felt like there was a lot more that you could say with a game like that than had been said, right? Symphony of the Night, man, that was just, so good. So good.
Order of Ecclesia was hard.
Order of Ecclesia was hard. It was really awesome. I was super stoked about it. I was like, wow, this is better than every other Castlevania game, until it was like, wow, this is so cock-blocky. Like, the graphics are all cock-blocky, instead of being made of individual pixels.
you hate how they're not square, they're shaped like individual cock and balls.
Pixels aren't perfect square because they're shaped like a cock and balls.
Yeah.
Users created these pixels. Green72 pointed out a typo in the trophy delivery messages for like all of the trophies that CD Moyer added in the last patch. So
okay.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, is there any 21 character hat in KOL?
Probably not at this point.
Yeah. That's funny. We coded up effects that you can't get.
You can get them.
Oh, from the hookah.
That is the truth.
Right. Death Sausage says, is the new mayo drink in the Schrodinger's Thermos? I bet it is.
It's not excluded.
Yeah. I think it would have to be explicitly excluded. And I think it's interesting if it's there.
I don't know. I don't know how that code works.
There's such a cost to using the thermos.
Yeah.
You know. So. Henceforth says, dear Lord, oh please, kindly, thank you. Can we have a C button up top with the other locations? If nothing else, after you've retrieved Little Brother, to not annoy the ocean users. There already is, but you have to have completed the old man quest,
and nobody does,
right? So, like, it's...
Huh. We probably should spend some time rethinking how a lot of that stuff
unfolds.
Well,
we already have. I mean, we've decided on a lot of it already.
But we haven't implemented any of it yet.
Yep. I mean, that really is the next thing, except that... Oh, man, you know what I realized today?
No.
I looked at the work that I had done on the Comic-Con Choose Your Own Adventure, because I decided I'm writing the entire Comic-Con Choose Your Own Adventure this year, because I didn't do any work on it last year. I just had... I was going to, like... All right, I'm like, Riff write a part, Scully write a part, me write a part, and then Riff's and Scully's parts were way too long between them. Like, they were very much enough to fill up the entire thing. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just take what I've used, what I've already written, and use that to just do the whole thing next year. I had written a lot more than I thought I had.
You had written an entire third.
Yeah, but it was more than... I mean, like, basically it's halfway done, because I had written a third that was the size of the thirds that they wrote, which ended up being, you know, half again as much as it needed to be. Yeah, so...
But all three of you did that.
Yeah.
So we just cut out the third portion.
No, I know, but, I have so much less work than I thought, and also, it's funny. I wrote stuff, and I'm like, wow, I don't remember writing this at all. This is pretty funny. Like, it was like elves came in and made some jokes.
Maybe they did. That is also possible, right? Do you have a lot of extra shoes?
I do.
Yeah.
I think that's brownies. I don't think that's...
No, it's elves.
Related to elves, but...
No, it's elves.
I don't think...
It was specifically elves.
Yeah, I think brownies are a dessert, dude.
No, brownies are... What,
yeah, brownies are the things that make shoes.
No.
I got kicked out of Cub Scouts for eating a brownie. That's the joke about... having sex with a 7-year-old girl, I guess. Like, but, you know, I mean, well, I'm sorry, that's a joke about having sex with a 7-year-old girl. So henceforth, yeah, if you take the guy the boot, you'll get your link up top. You just have to earn it.
Yeah.
Blizzbob says, anti-antidote, doo-dah, doo-dah. Snuffcell 420 says, will there ever be a hat like the cerebral cloche that instead has hermit vision, making every combat enemy look like the hermit? That's pretty funny, actually. Snave says, reduce the size of the chest image or remove the white space on the chest puzzle. Page exceeds average monitor length and must be scrolled for every last move. Really?
I don't think that's true for the majority of monitors.
Yeah, I don't know what monitor you're using.
I mean, I use a pretty big monitor everywhere, but... You know, I should try it on, like, my new laptop with a tiny screen.
Yeah, although it probably has a high resolution, so...
It does have a high resolution.
Yeah, I could see if maybe you were running, like, 640 by 480. It might be a problem. One of the old shoebox Macintoshes.
Omega Tank says, does KOL have any erotic fanfiction, presumably involving something with the sorceress in Phase 3 and maybe one of the mad science labs? The only erotic fanfiction that I know about is me having sex with Darth Dud.
Oh, it's not Jick Scully fanfic?
I don't think there's any Jick Scully fanfic.
Oh, I'm sure there probably is.
There is now.
Now there will be. And what about Rockhead Rumple? Dude, I have no idea what the fuck that means. Riff, do you know what a Rockhead Rumple is?
I've never heard that combination of words in my life.
I just played Psychonauts, and it kind of felt like trudging through a Tim Burton film. I enjoyed it, but found it interesting more than funny. I love psychology. I would really like to play Psychonauts. It's just too hard for me.
Watch a Let's Play.
No. Dude, I can't... Like, I would rather just sit and punch myself in the nuts than watch one of those. Like, I seriously... I fucking hate watching people play video games.
Really?
I hate it.
Wow, I watch you play video games.
I know.
All the time.
I like that. But you can do that. You enjoy sitting and watching somebody play a video game. But I feel like it frustrates you, like watching me and Riff play Fallout because we have no fucking direction sense. So like, I'm like, oh, here I'm going back down the same hallway that I just went down because I have no fucking idea where I am.
It was kind of you were like in some sort of like ant colony thing, and you kept like being like, where the fuck is it? And I'm like, it's to your right. Go to the right.
And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm like, why you gotta be mean? Yeah.
Hey, but, to you know, it is a lot easier because I'm not thinking about where the enemies are or, like, caring necessarily. I'm watching this movie, and I'm like, oh, yeah, So I don't know if I have...
No, I just have a horrible direction sense.
In general.
And it extends to... Although I'm finding that I tended to think of the local maps in Fallout 3 as being useless, but they're really not. Like, I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm using... I've been playing so much Fallout 3...
That's
my,
true.
My goal, my mission after Apple School is I really want to actually explore the entire map. I want to unlock every explorable area. And I've been doing them several a day, right? I played a little bit this morning. I went and saw the Bethesda ruins
between
the armory.
The first and the second halves of the radio show?
Yeah, I did. It's so fucking good. Fallout 3 is so fucking good. Like, the fact that I was able, a year later, to get back into it and put another probably 40 hours into it, so fucking good. Huh. Ah, man, I'm looking forward to... I have such a boner for New Vegas.
Yeah.
When is that coming out?
Probably Q3 or 4 of this
year. When is StarCraft 2 coming out?
July 27th.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, comes out right when we get back from Comic-Con.
Perfect.
Yeah. And we don't have anything to do until Dragon Con.
We're going to go backpacking, but yeah. In August. That's so great, though, man. I am so excited for the single-player campaign.
Yeah, me too, man. I am really excited. They seem to have really embraced the, like, mod community thing, right? So, the fact that you can make, like, a first-person shooter in the engine with the map editor, like, I am really looking forward to see what people do. Somebody already, they released the editor, and somebody made, like, a Mario Kart. I just saw a video of it. It's like a kart
racing.
It's a
racetrack?
Yeah. It's like just a racetrack thing. Yeah.
Wow.
There's all these units in the editor that... apparently, this is fucking great. Apparently, there are a tremendous number of units that you can build
from
in the single
expansion.
Player... No, that you can build in the single-player campaign that you can't build in multiplayer because they didn't want to balance them, right? So, like, there are medics, right?
Well, right, there are medics in the multiplayer.
Are there?
They're just spaceships.
Oh, yeah, but they're actual medics. They're actually dude medics that you make at the barracks or whatever, right? Like, and they're just... they're like, all these other units...
Huh.
That you can have in single player, which is fucking great. Like, I'm so glad that they decided to do that, because it just, like, it lets you do so much more interesting stuff. Because there was always some stuff that you'd get, and, like, didn't they...
God, the game...
They got rid of, like, the motorcycles, right? In the Terran side doesn't have those...
No, they still do. They have, like, the little fast scout unit things.
Really?
Yeah. They can go up and down the cliffs.
Oh, they replaced them with those Marauder guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, the Marauder, like the things called Marauders are just dudes in like power suits.
Dudes with jetpacks. They're the ones that can go up and down the cliffs.
No, but there's also the first vehicle you can build is also something that can go up and down cliffs. And it's like a motorcycle looking thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's not a, what do they call those things?
I don't know.
Start with a V.
Maybe Vanguards, something.
Ving Rams.
I didn't realize one of the spaceships is this really cool ability where it can just set down a turret. So you could, like, you can sort of fly around behind the enemy base and then just drop a turret, like, right on their, like, crystal collection thing and just kill all their dudes if they don't have, like, defensive units back there. It is all the special abilities of the units that make them really interesting, and, like...
I can just fucking not do it. Like, I feel like...
It's so hard.
If there
it
was
is
a button,
so hard.
If there was a button that would slow an RTS game down to a quarter speed, right, then I would be like, oh, sweet. I can play an RTS now.
Yeah.
But, like...
I think you can control... Have you played with the replay option?
No.
At all? Okay, so we were kind of excited about the build order list, right? There's a thing...
Oh, you can watch them.
You can watch the whole game until you die. And it shows... from any player's perspective, you can see exactly what they're looking at, and you can see everything they build. You can see all the progress on the map. It's... amazing.
Huh. I guess when I thought about the replay, I was like, why would I want to watch that? And then I'm like, oh, wait, you can see the other guy. Like, that totally makes sense.
And you can see, like, what everybody's doing. It is really neat.
Yeah.
It is
really, I'm looking really forward to playing the single player because it, like, trains you to play multiplayer.
Yeah.
And then, like, challenge modes that it's like, all right, here's a challenge mode that teaches you to use the fucking keyboard shortcuts because you can only use the keyboard shortcuts in this mode, right? And that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm... Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. All right, we should go, because it's already after 9 o'clock.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
But we haven't even gone through all the questions yet.
But we got through almost all the questions. We did a pretty good job of answering questions this time, actually, I think. I think this was a pretty contentful
on-spot
show.
We had a good intro section of just general hilarity.
Yep, because we're super funny dudes.
I know.
Everybody likes
and
listening
humble.
To us. Yeah, and good-looking.
That is true.
All right, we're going to leave you with Savin. He's going to play some music and stuff. We'll see him. I'll see you Monday. These kids will see you Thursday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Later.
17 and strung out on good.